You're listening to Amud v'Chazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Very exciting to be back in person, and of course with my brand new theme music, my background music. Yes, Baruch Hashem. So it's nice to be back in person. We are mostly in person, and well, for you, it wouldn't even be back in person. It would be the first time in person, so looking forward to Baruch Hashem. We are. Where did the Rav leave off?
The third word on the line, 5 lines
at
the bottom.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so up to Rav, correct? Okay. We're going to start from the bottom of Kufiyot Tes Amud Aleph, 5 lines at the bottom. The Zichru Simon for Kufiyot Tes is a kite. The first 2 points of Kuf Yod Tes, they're actually, I think there are other ones that could have been chosen. One of them is very good. It's Yossi Mokir Shabbos, which is Yosef Mokir Shabbos is a famous story. My kids have a little book of Yosef Mokir Shabbos, so it was very cool to see the Gemara inside. I actually read it with my 5-year-old daughter. I was just showing her in that story from the Gemara. She was very fascinated by that. So Yosef Mokir Shabbos is one of the zikru points, and another one is the spice called Shabbos. There's a certain tavlin we have called Shabbos, right? He was telling the Caesar, he says, why does Shabbos food smell so good? He says, well, because we have a certain spice called Shabbos that we put into it. And he says, oh, get me some of that Shabbos. He's like, no, it only works for people who are Shomer Shabbos. It only works for them. So those 2 points are two parts of the are two zikr points of the simon, and basically there's going to be a kite flying in the air, a big red kite flying in the air, but then it's going to be taken down by a flying hat with a jewel on it. Obviously, the one of Yosef Mokir Shabbos, the Nachri in his neighborhood, who sold his all his property, invested it into a jewel, put it on his hat, and then the wind blew it, and then it was swallowed by a fish. So it's going to be knocked down by this hat with a gem in it, and then it's going to fall into a big bowl of a special Shabbos spice. And then we'll see the third point in a moment, or a little bit more than a moment. Okay, so 5 lines to the bottom. Kufiyot Tes Amud Aleph. Rav Amar LaHakdim Ushmo Amar LaAcher. Rav says, what does it mean V'chibadato? Sorry, the word V'chibadato is part of that pasuk in Yeshayahu. What does it mean V'chibadato? You shall honor it. How do you honor Shabbos? So Rav says LaHakdim, you make your meal earlier. And Ushmo Amar LaAcher. Ushmo says, you know, you delay it. The Rashi explains what's the mila of making it earlier. Rashi just lahakdim zman suda Shabbos lizman suda schol v'zeo kvodo, right? What is, I mean, that's its kavod, meaning that when you really want to do something, you get to it quickly. So it makes sense to do Shabbos. So what about doing it later? Why would that be a factor? So Rashi over here says v'zehu kvodo shehu misava le'achol, right? It builds up. Right, you're hungry, and it builds up the hunger, builds up the, you know, right, like the having to wait, makes it so much more exciting, that appreciation for it. So Rav and Shmuel disagree about how to show kavod. Did you make it earlier or later? We'll see Tosfos in a moment. It's not necessarily a machlokas. Amru lei b'nei Rav Papa Bar Abba Rav Papa. The children of Rav Papa Bar Abba said to Rav Papa, Kigon anan dishchiach lon bisra v'chamra kol yoma. People like us, that we have meat and wine every single day. B'may nishnayo, how can we change our suda? Meaning, how can we make Shabbos any different? So if they would have asked me, I would have said, maybe you shouldn't have so much meat and wine during the week. But that's not, that, you know, so I don't know. It could be because of their status, they felt this was necessary. Could be they were allergic to all vegetables and fruits and bread. And what, I don't know. But he said, Amalu, Iragliso raglitu lakdume achrua. Iragliso lakhrua akdumua. If you usually do your meals early, make them later. If you usually do it late, make it earlier. Meaning just do the reverse and make that change. So you don't have to change the menu at all. Just change the timing. And Tosfos says over here, it's just a small Tosfos, both of them are small, but he says, Rav Amar Lahakdim, Shmuel Amar Lacher, and he says, Vilo pligi. Ela Rav Iri Bedarko La'acher Ushmol Iri Bedarko La'achdim Kederina B'samoch. Meaning, this Hezbollah that we gave him here says Tosos, this is, Rav and Shmuel held the same thing. All three opinions agree. It's just whatever you do, do the opposite. Rav used to do one way. Now he's saying, oh, do the opposite. You like me in general, and Shmuel as well. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Roshesh's Bekaita. Oh, Kuf Yates, right? He could have. This doesn't mean a kite, though. It means the kites in the summer. So Mosiv Luhu the Rabbanon Hecha Dematia Shimsha. Rav Sheshes would place the Rabbanon where the sun would reach them. Besisva in the winter Mosiv Luhu the Rabbanon Hecha Dematia Tula, where the shade would reach them. He would place them where the shade reached them. Now Kihechi to the Kumu Hayai. So that they would get up quickly. Rashi said, Chaya, we had it earlier, and then would actually, or yeah, we did. It means Maher. So basically, Rashi was blind. He was Sagi Nohar. And in order to be able, he wanted to know, he didn't want Shir to go too long into this Zman Suda. And that's going to be the main point. So what he would do is he would place them, have them seated in a place where it's going to get very hot very quickly or very cold very quickly at a certain point, so that it would be like, meaning he wasn't looking at the sun, so he wanted them to get up on their own, and he would hear, okay, it's really hot, he'd realize what time it is, and then have them go up to their meals. And again, the point is that even though he was giving shir, he didn't want them to delay their meals when it was time for the suda, and that's going to be the theme continuing on to the next amud. So on to the next amud. Rav Zeira Amar. Oh, sorry, no, not Amar. Rav Zeira Mahadar Azuze Zuze de Rabbanon. Rav Zeira would run around to pairs of to like couples, to chavrusas of the Rabbanon. Amar Lei, and he would say to them, "B'matusa minaychu, please, I beg of you, lo sichal luneha, don't be mechalal it." What does it mean? Rashi says, "Kishahaya roe osan zugos zugos." He would see people learning together, medabrin b'torah. You walk into chavrusas, mechazer achareihem. You like va'omer lem, and you go after them. You say, "B'matusa minaychu, I beg of you, lechu v'isasku ba'onik Shabbos. Go to your Shabbos sudas." But levatel tanugim, don't like you. I know it's very good. It's very good that you're learning Torah, but don't be mechalel Shabbos in such a way to disgrace Shabbos and not have your Shabbos suit at the proper time. You're telling them to have their sudas early. In fact, some say you're supposed to say have the suda before chatzos. You should try to make an effort to have it before chatzos. Not always does the shul accommodate that. Right? You can't have your have your suda and eat it too if you want to sleep a little bit. Right, so if you daven early, make kiddush before chatzos, or some, also an issue of fasting on Shabbos. So some people like drink in the morning to avoid that issue. But a Rav Zeira was very concerned. He would go to the base of Medrash. You can imagine a great rabbi going around to all the chavrusas learning. Say, guys, get up, go eat, go and enjoy Onik Shabbos. So to show you the importance of Onik Shabbos, these last two in Yanim, Rav Sheshes and Rav Zeira, the extent. That someone should be careful about these, about the Onik Shabbos, is that even at the expense of Talmud Torah, which is fascinating. Rav and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, afilu yachidam espal der Shabbos sarach lama vayichulu. Rav and some say Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, even a yachid who davens, even if someone who's davened b'yachid on Erev Shabbos, he needs to say vayichulu, right? As we say Friday night. Domer of Humnuna, Kolmas Palver of Shabbos, Omer Vayichulu, Mala of Hakasuki, Lunasa, Shutaf Lakarish Baruch of Mysa Bracious. Someone who says Vayichulu on Erev Shabbos on Friday night, you say Vayichulu, it's like you became a partner with Hashem in Mysa Bracious. Very, very powerful. Shinemar Vayichulu, because the pasuk is Vayichulu, Atikri Vayichulu, there's a drush on Vayichulu. It's that, you don't have to just read that Vayichulu, but Ela Vayachlu. And they finished. Right, it's meaning Vayichulu is and Hashem finished it, but over here it's and they finished. Meaning, Rashi says Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'zeh Hashem misaper b'shivcho shamakom u'b'shevach shabbos. Hashem and the person who joins in the shevach of Shabbos. So you become a partner with Hashem in creation when you do this. Vayichulu vayichalu. Amar Rabbi Elazar minayin she'adibur k'maisa. Rabbi Elazar says, how do we know that a dibur is like a maisa, which in general is controversial in halacha, if a dibur is actually a maisa. But in this context, at least, Shinei Marcus, it says, Duvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, that at the word of Hashem, the heavens became made. This is very fascinating if you think about it. Because what are we saying? We're saying that if you say Vayichulu, you're a partner with Hashem. like Mehechitesi, where do you get that from? But if you're going to tell me that Dibur is how the world is created, right? God created the world with Asar Bamaros Nivra Olam. Hashem created the world with expressions, with talking. So when we talk, first of all, we're emulating Hashem. And when we say Vayichulu, we're emulating Hashem in the creation of the world. We're actually saying words, bringing it to being. And therefore, you become a partner with Hashem in creation. So it's a very powerful thing to speak. That anybody who says Vayichulu Friday night, two malachim escort him, and they place their hands on his head, and they say to him, "Your sins and your errors should be atoned for." Right, you achieve some sort of kapara through this process. So there are different explanations of how exactly this comes about. We're going to see there's a theme. There's a little bit of a theme. It's going to continue. I mentioned it earlier that there's some theme of tshuva and kapara that's achieved through Shabbos, right? Because we said Shabbos can even atone mechalalo, even if someone did avodah zarah kedor enosh. We mentioned on Kuf Yud Ches. So there is some sort of kapara here, but it could be also that there's a sin for not giving edos. When you're supposed to give edos, so if you have edos to give it, you don't give it. That's already an avera. So you avoid that avera, and it's removed from you if you give this edos vayichulu Friday night. Tanya, turn to the bryson. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer Shnei Malachim Asharis. This is a famous one. This is a very famous one. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda Shnei Malachim Asharis Malavin Lola Adam Be'er Shabbos Mevesa Kinesis Lebeso. Two Malachim escort a person on Erev Shabbos from his shul to his house. Echad tov, echad ra. One of them is good, and one of them is bad. One of my Talmidim told me that I don't think I mentioned it here, that in the lockdown, during the lockdown of like last year, between I guess Purim and Shavuos, he said that he and his father would walk to shul. I think they walked to the Avas every Friday night. They would walk to shul and walk back. So I thought it was maybe for the Schar Halicha. They wanted to get Schar Halicha. It's a very beautiful thing. It's not demanded by any halacha in any way, but it's a beautiful thing. But I'm thinking now, you know, what do they get? You know, could be that all that time we weren't getting malachim escorting us from our house, but he and his father would walk to shul. I think it was the Avas. I don't know if anybody saw him out the window. Maybe you saw him out the window, you guys. But they would do that, and they got this. So the two malachim would come escort them. Echad tov, echad ra. One's good, one's bad. When they see that the Shabbos licht is lit, and there's a table is set, and the bed is set up properly, malach tov omer. The malach tov says, Yehi ratzon shitehei l'shabbos acheres akach. It should be this way next week as well. Umalach ra ona amen, and the bad malach says amen. Bal korcho, he's forced to. Vim lav, but if it's not the case, if the table's not set, if the candles aren't lit, if the bed isn't made, malach ra omer yehi ratzon shitehei l'shabbos acheres kach. Umalach tov ona amen. He's bal korcho. The malach tov gives a curse. It should be the same way next week, and the malach Tov says yes. Right, the bed being said is very interesting, but you know, it's good for mothers to tell their kids, you know, you said make your bed. Why? Well, yeah, you know, it's a malach. You know, so over here, this always like struck me as strange, because it sounds like a horrible catch 22. You know, like, oh, so what's going to happen? It's going to happen next week. Well, next week, of course it's going to happen. It's a never-ending cycle of if it's either good or bad. So you just do it once, the first time you do it right, and then you're good. Good or bad forever, right? But what might be, and this is like a very rationalistic explanation of this, is that this concept of malachim, it's not necessarily malach, but it's just you know, habit. You know, if you do something one way, you're likely to do it the next way. Meaning you have an extra push in one way. So it's not an impossible cycle to break, but just doing it. We have other yanim like this. When someone brings bikurim, there's a midrash quoted by Rashi Parshas Kisavo that a baskel comes out and says Lashon HaBatishne, you should be able to do it next year as well. That when you do mitzvos, you're involved in mitzvos, you have a koach to do it further. And when you do averos, right, we have one avera, then it becomes like a heter, and then you know, comes a mitzvah to do an aveira. That's the mentality. So it's this kind of, I think. And I think that's one possible explanation for this. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Liol Misad Adam Shochanah Be'erev Shabbos Aval Pi Sheino Tzarech Lekazayis Lekazayis. A person should always arrange his table. He should set his table on Erev Shabbos, even if he's only planning on having a kazayis meal. Right, he's stuffed, or you know, whatever. He's elderly, let's say, or he's ill, and he's only planning on having a kazayis to fulfill his mitzvah. I'm having a kazayis of bread, a kabetz bread, whatever it is. That's it. You should still set your table nicely. And here's an important source. Vam Rabbi Chanina, li olam yisada adam shochano b'motzai Shabbos aval pi she'ino tzarech el kazayis motzai Shabbos. This is the source of Malav Malka. This Gemara right here is the source of Malav Malka. And it's and this is how the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It says, it doesn't even say you have to eat anything. It just says a person should always set up his table Motzai Shabbos even if he's only having a kazayas. The implication is you're supposed to eat a kazayas. It's discussed halacha as well. We mentioned previously on Kuf Yud Zion, Rashi mentioned it. It's only somebody who has the means for it. This is not as obligatory as Shal Shudis. If you're completely stuffed, if you are or you can't afford
any meal.
What?
What if someone's not having any meal at home?
Where are they?
They're friends at home.
Yeah, I mean,
they're sleeping at home and not eating.
Right, so you're saying, so
if they're not eating at home, do they still set the table?
Oh, do they have to set the table? Oh, no. It sounds like to set the table for a nice, meaning, I think, yeah, the setting of the table is for the covet of the meal. But meaning there should be a meal. Even, and so if someone's stuffed and it's going to cause them pain, obviously not. That's even for Shal Shudis. But Rashi says also on Kuf Yud Zayin, even if you don't have the means, if you can't afford it, you don't borrow for Malav Malka. But it is an important thing. It's interesting, Rav Chanina over here, Rav Chanina, I think he's the one who says on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph in the previous Amud that he would say Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala, right? No, he didn't say Bowie Kala. Rav Chanina would be Mit Atef Vikopanya Damali Shaboso Amar Bow Venetzi Lakras Shabbos Amalka. Rav Chanina was the one who would say, he would wrap himself up Erev Shabbos and say, let's go greet the Shabbos Malka. And he's the one over here who teaches us this mitzvah of being Malava Shabbos out like a Malka. So it is an important, beautiful halacha. You know, there's many, you know, there's so many levels of how you could do it. But really, the best is to have bread. But even mizonos, and even if you don't have mizonos, most people will eat something Motzai Shabbos, even if it's just meat, fish, fruit, vegetables, to have it as, this is my Malava Malka, Api Kabbalah, the Luzbon and everything else, there's so many milos for it, and it's a beautiful cover to Shabbos. Lama Rechlina, okay, Chamin b'Motzai Shabbos, Melugma. Hot water Motzai Shabbos is Melugma, brings healing. Right, this is a big Indian. Also in Chassidus, they're very mocked on this. What does it mean, hot water? So there's actually, I think there's two opinions in general. Rashi says both. Rashi says it's lishtos v'lerchotz, either drinking hot drinks or having a hot shower, hot bath. Motzai Shabbos, it brings healing. I try to have a little, even if a little bit of coffee. Nowadays it's a little hard to have coffee at 11 o'clock at night on a Motzai Shabbos, but I have a little bit just to have some of this from Malugma. Paschama, also hot bread Motzai Shabbos Malugma, that also brings healing, warm bread Motzai Shabbos. Rabbi Barahava Avdin Le Bafuki Shabsa Igor Tilsa. Rabbi Bahu would, as on Motzai Shabbos, he would have an igla tilsa, which you see throughout Shas. It's like this. Either a 3-year-old calf, or maybe a calf half of its growth, sorry, a third of its growth, or the third calf to a certain mother. But it's very chashin. This third calf, hava achil mine kulaisa, and he would eat from it only the kulaisa. Is that the liver of it or something? I'm not sure. He only had like one small part of it. Kigodo Avimi Berei, when his son Avimi grew up, he said, you have a whole iglat hilsa, you eat one small part of it, you're probably stuffed, you don't eat much more than that, why are you wasting so much money? Nishbok kulaisa mimali Shabbos, so leave over the kulaisa from Erev Shabbos or whatever you eat on Shabbos, so and do that, and don't dedicate a whole animal to this. Shavkuru, so they left it. Va'asa arya achle, and a lion came and ate the iglat hilsa that they were trying to save. So you know, yeah, we see in the Gemara, it's amazing. We had it also on Kuf Yud. right? That they had all these donkeys, the white, they're trying to fight white donkeys for healing, and a lion comes and eat it. Like they had this experience that lions are coming around. Like, it's crazy. It's to imagine what they lived through. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Korona Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mevarach, Bechol Kocho, Koren Lo Gzardino. Anybody who says Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mevarach, with all his korach, they tear up a gzar din. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Beferuah paros biYisrael, bisnadev imbar am baruch Hashem." So Rashi says, "Beferuah paros" is peru is like to, is over here means like to tear up. It's and paranios is right retribution. So bitter paranios, meaning that it tears up paros in Yisrael. Why? Because the nation blessed Hashem, my time, as it says, my time of Bepura Paros, Mishum de Baruch Hashem, because they bless Hashem. So many Yishma Rabba tears up Pranios. It's important to know at this time, this time that we're currently living through, to the power of Yemeni Yishma Rabba. What does it mean, Bekol Kocho? This is a famous machlokas. I think it's even like a Yeshiva Boys Choir song. I believe so. I'm not going to sing it for you to know because I don't know it well. It's one of my reasons why I'm not saying that. So it says, Rashi says, "Bikol kocho, bikol kavanaso." With kavana. Tosos over here says, "Kol namin yesh mirabba bikol kocho." Perish bikol kavanaso, he calls, quotes Rashi. Viri omer di yesh besikta. Right, there's a psikta, maisad rabbi Yeshua, ben Elisha, de kamar. Hasim kishir is the next one, the vatak nisiyas, v'omrim yesh mirabba mavarach bikol ram. A very loud voice. So we're machmer to try to do it with kavana and with a loud voice. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you shouldn't do it that to make it sound ridiculous and people are going to laugh at you. You should be normal. A normal, loud, attentive Yemein Yehesh Mirabah, but it's very, very powerful, as the Gemara says. And we'll see even more than that. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan Afilo Yesh Bo Shemet Shel Avodah Zarah Mochlin Lo. Even if somebody has a shemetz of avodah zarah in him, he's forgiven. K'siv hacha, it says bepavruah paros, and k'siv hasam ki paruahu. Right, that Aaron talking about chet egel, Aaron like revealed them for the chet egel. So that's a shemetz of avodah zarah, and therefore you're forgiven for that as well. We also had it paruah that lashon in last week's parsha by the sota that she was like uncovered. So. Could be also that infidelity to Hashem, avodah zarah is atoned here. Amar Reish Lakish Kolana Amin B'Kol Kocho Poskin Lo Shari Gan Eden. Right, you get to have the Gan Eden open, the gates of Gan Eden for Yemein Yesh Mirabba. Now Pesku Sharim V'Yol Goy Tzedek Shomer Emunim. Right, the guardian of the faithful ones. So Al Tikri Shomer Emunim Ela Shomrim Amin. That those who say Amen, right? Or you can even say that the ones who are Shomer Amen. I mean, I'm not sure if the if it's a din Shomrim Shomer Shomrim Amen, or it's no. People who are Omrim Amen are guardians of Amen Amens in general. My Amen, what is Amen? Amen, aside from Amen, I believe. Amar Rabbi Chanina Kel Melech Ne'eman. This is the famous Kel Melech. Like this. This daf is incredible. No, we have Malava Malcha, we have Kel Melech Ne'eman, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, B'Kol Kocho, B'Kol Kavanaso, Kol Ram. It's so much on this. And Tosu says over here on Rechanina, Kel Melech Ne'eman, Tzarech Lahar, Bo B'Shah Sha'omer Amin. He says, when you say Amin, Tosu says, you should try to think of Kel Melech Ne'eman. Amar B'Yehuda B'Reid, Rav Shmuel Mishmei D'Rav, Ein Hadleika Mitzuya El B'Makam Sheish Chilo Shabbos. There's typically, no fires in a place where there's no Chilul Shabbos. Shneimar v'im lo tishmeu elai l'kadesh es yom haShabbos l'vilti es maaseh v'gomer. Right, if you don't keep Shabbos and you're still carrying burdens and things like that, v'itzati esh b'sha'areha v'achla armanos Yerushalayim v'lo sichbe. Then I'm gonna. Hashem says I'm gonna set a fire. Right, this is in Yirmiyahu. Is it Yirmiyahu? Yeah, here we go. I'm going to set a fire, and it's going to eat away at the palaces of Yerushalayim, and it's not going to be extinguished. My velocity, what do you mean not going to be extinguished? I'm a Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, B'shosh Ein B'nei Adam Mitzuyin L'Kavosa. The fires are going to take place at a time where people are not able to put it out. I'm a Rabbaya, which would seem to be Shabbos. Perhaps it's even like a tikkun, that if they hold back from putting out the fire on Shabbos, they're achieving a tikkun of what caused the fire in the first place, the Chilul Shabbos. Amar Abaye, lo chor ba Yerushalayim, and then you get into all these halachos of, can I save Sifrei Kodesh? Can I save food? You know, drink things like that. Amar Abaye, Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shechol Lo Ba'es HaShabbos. The Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Chilul Shabbos. Shneamar U'Mishabbos Hasai Ha'Elimu Inayhem V'Achol B'Sochem. Right? Okay. Amar Abaye, Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shebitul Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. No, they're not necessarily disagreeing. Could be there are all different parts of it, but the Korban Yerushalayim took place because of I'm not saying Kriyashma Shneamar or not. No, let's say not say bitul kriyashma, whatever that means. Shneimar hoy mashkimei boker sheichar yirdefu v'gomer. Like whoa, these people who get up in the morning to drink wine and things like that. Viksiv, and it says v'hayakinor v'nevo v'sof v'chalil v'yayin mishteyem v'esporo Hashem lo yavitu. But they don't look to the word of Hashem. Right, so they're getting up early. They're up late, but they're not saying Shema. And it says, "Lachein galami mibli das." I exiled those who are not who are without das. Those foolish ones. I've exiled them because right, they're missing Kriyat Shema. Could be they're also partying late, and then they're missing the next morning. Whatever it might be, but it's a terrible thing to miss Kriyat Shema, and that's like turning away from Hashem. Right? We know Kriyat Shema is the minimal Talmud Torah you could do, right? If nothing else, at least Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema at night. If they're not even doing that, and especially because Kriyat Shema itself talks about dedicating yourself to Torah, so that's why it's connected. It's because the Tinokas Shabbos Rabban were not learning. Shnemar Shvoch al Olal b'chutz v'gomer, pour it out because of the young people who are outside. Matam Shafuch, why is Hashem pouring the wrath out? Mishum to Olal Bachutz, because the Olalim, the young kids, are outside, not learning. Outside the Beis Medrash. Amar Ulo, Lo Chavir Yerushalayim, Elam Mabnei Shelo Hayolahem, Boshes Panim, Zamiza. It's because they didn't have Busha in their Vedas. Shnemar, Hovishu Kisareva Asu Gam Bosh Lo Yavosha Vagomer, right? Yom Yahweh says explicitly that they weren't feeling Busha for their Vedas. You know, by Shanim is one of the big mitos of what it means to be a Jew, and they weren't embarrassed because they're veros. That's a new low. Amar Yitzchak Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Sha Hushvu Katan V'Gadol, because they equated a Katan and a Gadol. Shneimar V'Haya Ka'am Kohen, and it's like an Am that's like a Kohen, right? That the regular people became like Kohanim. V'Ksiv Asrei Habuk Tavuk Haaretz, and the land would be emptied out afterwards. So we see over here, right? Once you lose the standards, right? Once the rav of the shul is like any other balabas in the shul, so you're not looking up to the rav, you're not looking up to the kohen, you're not looking up to the talmidei chachamim. So the whole fabric of the integrity of the Torah system disintegrates. Amar Rav Amram, Breidu Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rav Chanina, Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shelo Hochichu Zeh Seh, because they didn't give each other a rebuke. Shneamar, Hayushara Kayalim, Lo Matsu Mira, that they were like ayalim, like deer, like hearts. Ma ayal. Right, my ayal ze rosho shel ze b'tzad znevo shel ze. Af Yisrael shabos. So just like ayalos when they are lined up, so their heads are in the ground, like by the like looking down, but right behind the tail of their friend. So af Yisrael shabos ador. So to the Klal Yisrael in that generation, kum shupanan bekarka. They stuck their heads in the ground. Minding my own business. What I have to do with him, I'm going to do my thing, let him do his, I do mine, you do yours. And they didn't give each other a proper mussar when it would be helpful for them, and that caused the korban. Amar Yehuda, Lo Chor v'Yerushalayim El B'Shvil Shebizu Ba Talmid HaChacham, because they were mevaz Talmid HaChachamim, they were disgraced them. Shneamar V'Yu Mal Even B'Malachei Elohim U'Bosim Devarav U'Mitzatayim B'Neviyav Adalos Chamas Hashem Ba'amo Adla Ein Marpeh, right? That they would disgrace the Malachei Elokim, which are probably not actually Malachim, probably the Nevi'im or Talmidei Chachamim. They would disgrace the words and mock the Nevi'im until Hashem's anger was there and there would be no healing. My Adla Ein Marpeh, what does it mean that there's no referral from this? There's no recovery? I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm a Rav. Call him a Vazatan Alachim. Ain lo refuah l'makaso. Anybody who's a Vazatan Alachim, there's no refuah for his wounds. I'm a Rav Yehuda. I'm a Rav. My diksiv al tigu b'mishichah imuni al tzareyu. Pasuk we say every morning. Pasuk of December. Do not touch my anointed ones and my prophets. Do not do bad to. Al tigu b'mishichah elu tinokos shabes rabban. The b'mishichah tinokos shabes rabban. Rashi says over here that Shederach Tinokos L'moshchon B'Shem, and they would anoint children, I guess. U'bin Nevi'ai Atiro, Eilu Tamidei Chachamim, the Nevi'im are the Tamidei Chachamim, Rashi says, "Vinever levav chachma." So right, the closest we have to Nevi'im are to Menach Chacham. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Rish Lakish said in the name of Yehuda Nesia, who is not Rabbi Yehuda Nesi, he's Rabbi Yehuda Nesi's grandson. Eina Ola Miskaya, but he was a Nesi. Eina Ola Miskaya El Beshvil Hevel Tinoku Shabbos Rabban. The Torah, the world is only being upheld by the Hevel, by the breath of the Tinoku Shabbos Rabban, right, the ones who are not wearing masks. And who are sharing their Torah coming out to the world. Amar Le Rav Papa, the Abaye. So Rav Papa said to Abaye, Didi v'didach, Mai, what about your Maya, though? We have great breath, too. We're also, we had a tic-tac, no, we're also talking Torah all the time. Amar Le, he says, Ein adom ha-hevel sheish bochet, la-hevel she'ein bochet. You can't compare breath that comes from a person who is sinful and someone who is not, right? So you and I, Rav Papa, we have sinned in our lives, but Tino Kashabes Rabban, they're so pure, their Torah is so pure that their Hevel upholds the whole world. We don't stop children from learning, even if you need to build the Beis HaMikdash. Wow, powerful.
So we know when Beis HaMikdash will be built, just not during that.
Yeah. Right. Or we'll find someone else to do it. We'll find the people with sinful breath. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're planning on getting your 8-year-old son to carry some heavy bricks to the basement. No, well, you wait till after Seder. Remember, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Kach Mikublani Me'avosai. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, this is the Masorah I got from my fathers. Ramri La Me'avosach, and some say he said from your fathers, which Reish Lakish, I don't know what his father was like. I know that in his early life he wasn't such a tzaddik, but it could be his fathers were righteous, or he was actually saying from their fathers. Kol Irshin, but Tinoku Shabbos Rabban Machrivenosa. Any city that doesn't have Tinoku Shabbos Rabban, they would destroy it. I don't know. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was very, very big about once they would go into the community. One of the first things you take care of is setting up a gan for the kids, setting up a school system. And I'm sure this Gemara contributed to that hashkafa. Ravina Amar Machrivenosa. He says no, they wouldn't be destroyed. It'd be obliterated. Rashi says that there's a difference between whether there's a remnant or not. Makrimanosai, so no Tinoka Shabbos, no school, obliterated. And Rava says that Yerushalayim was only destroyed because there were no more Anshe Mana, men of faith, men of honest people. Shneimar says, "Shoch to bechutzas Yerushalayim ruuna v'du bikshu b'chol v'sal im timsu ish osa mishpat mivakei shemuna v'eslachla." Says, "Go look around, Yirmiyahu, see if you can find somebody who is an honest man, anshe emunah. If you find them, I'm going to forgive everybody." But there weren't any. And now the Gemara is going to challenge that. It's going to go well into the next Amud, into the next Amud, where it's going to challenge: is that really true? Ini, is that really true? But I think, don't we have a tradition that there were Anshe Emunah at the time, and it's going to try to solve that. But we'll hold off for now. Actually, just to do the third point from the Zichus Siman, it's the power of Amen, right? So we mentioned all the Milos are saying Amen, and Amen Yehishmei Rabba, and Kel Melech Ne'eman, and Amen Yehishmei Rabba with all your Kavana. So that's the third Zichus point. So you imagine there's a big red kite flying in the air, and all of a sudden a big hat, the wind blows a hat with a jewel, a big fancy jewel, knocks down the kite, falls into a big pile of Shabbos spice, and the man pushing the cart with the Shabbos spice is yelling, "Amen! Amen! Amen!" You know, think Hail Melech Naaman, and that's the simon. So I'll put it in the WhatsApp group, and we'll do some Fazara and Nirus Hashem retain.